Welcome to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community Radio Show. I'm Julie Ellenbecker, president of Ellenbecker Investment Group. EIG is committed to bringing awareness to organizations in our community. This show highlights local and surrounding area nonprofits to help listeners learn how they can have an impact in our community and is for educational purposes only. We believe that helping the community is always positive and recognize the importance of providing a voice. Every organization highlighted is a qualified 501c3. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellenbecker Investment Group employees and leaders. Please enjoy today's show.
Welcome. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where our goal is to inform, inspire, and impact our listening audience by highlighting people and organizations who are doing great things and making a big impact in our community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations at EIG. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that I am an animal lover, with dogs being my favorite. But lately, it seems like horses have been making their way into my awareness radar. Not only the wonderful benefits they offer from an emotional wellness standpoint, but also from a physical wellness standpoint. Horses, like dogs, make great companions for people with special needs. Today, we're going to learn about a nonprofit that offers services in that area. And then in the second half of the show, we'll learn about an organization that supports the great work of nonprofits in our community, including the great work of our first nonprofit highlight today. My first guest today is Troy Moldenhauer, executive director from a nonprofit called Smiles. I like that name. Who doesn't like to smile? Smiles is an equine-assisted program that provides therapeutic benefits to clients with disabilities through a partnership with horses. Welcome to the show today, Troy.
Thanks so much, Jill.
You are welcome. So I've been hearing a lot lately about the major benefits horses can offer in a number of ways, but more specifically in the world of special needs. And we'll get more information about that in a minute. But let's first start by you telling us about Smiles and how they got their start.
Absolutely. Smiles is an acronym for Special Methods in Learning Equine Skills. And we got our start in the community, specifically in Walworth County, and working with the greater need in the community, working with clients with disabilities. There's a big interest in working with children and helping them with special needs, and our organization is way beyond children, and so we're working with anyone that has a documented disability, whether it be psychosocial, whether it be physical, whether it be emotional. All the disabilities that we work with, it's pretty remarkable.
Okay, and your founder?
Our founder is Sherry Monty.
Yeah, tell us about her.
Yeah, Sherry actually began this program in her own backyard. She had a farm, and she started our program with 4 borrowed horses and 4 borrowed saddles and 12 dedicated volunteers. And she worked out of her backyard in an outdoor arena for many, many years before actually moving to our current location.
That's wonderful. Well, yay for those volunteers. You can't get started without volunteers.
You bet.
And how long have you been around?
We have been around for just over 4 decades.
Wow. Okay. And what is it about Smiles that makes you smile?
There are so many things that make me smile. When I come into work every day, you know, seeing the clients that are impacted, whether they say their first word, whether their family says that they just learned how to ride a bike, whether they are learning some new skills, maybe it's even being some fine motor skills and being able to grasp onto a pencil. The amazing benefits are just tremendous. We've had clients that have literally learned how to walk because of riding a horse. We have clients that really struggle with their mental health, and we watch them walk out of there smiling and happy. It's a place that for an hour they can come to and forget that they have a disability. They can be part of a community that celebrates them and loves them. And the volunteers too. It's not just necessarily about the clients. It's the families and the volunteers that are really benefiting from our program as well.
Yeah, because they're impacted in a big way as well. So tell us specifically who you serve.
So we serve clients with a range of any documented disability. So it is currently we have clients ages 4 up to 86. We are a dementia-friendly facility, so we have clients living with dementia. We have clients that have physical disabilities and are in a wheelchair and need a lift to get onto the horse. We have clients with autism. We have clients with cerebral palsy. We have a contract with Wisconsin School for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing. We have a contract with a school for the blind and visually impaired.
Okay.
So it's touching the needs of any client with a disability in the community.
Yeah, and so a little 4-year-old is climbing up on a horse as well as an 86-year-old?
Absolutely.
Well, good
it's something,
them.
Let me tell you.
I bet it is. Good for them. And I imagine you have to have a good number of very special horses of various skill levels in order to serve this very diverse need of the young to the not so young.
That
so,
is correct.
How many horses and types of horses do you have there?
We have worked very, very hard to have a diverse herd. It's not just diversity in the color of the horses, it's the breed of the horses that is diverse. We've worked hard to build our herd. We have 21 horses. We're one of the few programs that offers draft horses, and so we have 5 draft horses. Those really big horses.
I was gonna
like
say, what is a draft horse?
It's a Clydesdale is a draft.
Oh, okay. Is that why they do beer commercials?
Maybe. We have 5 draft horses. They're not Clydesdales. They're a different breed, but they're large horses, and they can hold a larger rider. They can hold a rider that needs just a gentle giant. We have horses that are just a traditional quarter horse. We have tall horses. We have shorter horses. We have a pony. His name is Nugget. And so we actually have a program called Nugget in the Neighborhood. We take him out. But sometimes the 4-year-olds, we try to have them start on Nugget because he's small.
Okay, sure, yeah.
But those 4-year-olds, I want a big horse, you know?
Okay. Well, do you have a favorite? Is Nugget your favorite?
Oh, no, Nugget. I adore Nugget. I don't know that I have a favorite. We have horses that are have such variety. For instance, I had back surgery a couple years ago, and I really need a horse that is very different in riding. And so we have some horses that are gated, so they shuffle their feet in a different way that they have a very smooth ride. It's not bouncy whatsoever.
Oh, very nice.
And so there's a horse named Sport, and I tend to enjoy riding him the most. So.
Okay.
And he's
Sport's
goofy.
Sport's your guy, huh?
He's definitely goofy. He's a horse that if you lead him, he'll wrap his head around your body and pull you in for a hug. It's the most remarkable thing.
Oh, my. That sounds nice.
Yeah, we have great
horses. A horse hug.
Yes.
Yes, wonderful. Well, how do you find these special horses for your programs?
Yeah, a lot of people out there think that there is that equine assisted programs need to have old, retired, slow horses. That is far from the truth. In order for a horse to enter our program, they need to be between the ages of 6 and 16. Horses live into their late 20s, early 30s often. And so we want a horse to come to us that is healthy in mind and body. And so we do have donations. So there are many in the horse community that have called and said, we have a horse that would be perfect for your program. We'd like to donate the horse. We actually just had a horse donated this week.
Very nice.
And then we have some folks that say, you know, I'm currently not riding my horse. I would love to donate my horse or to lease my horse to you. We have a young woman who is in college right now. She isn't going to be riding her horse while she's in college, so she leases her horse to us until she's done college.
And I bet that's great for the horse, too.
It's great for the horse, and the family can come visit the horse anytime they want.
And they get their exercise, and they get to be with people.
And then we also purchase horses. It is more of a need. We have to find horses that are very special, and so we want them to come to our program, ready to come to our program, but that we do a training period as well, and so it's about a 60-day trial, but we will purchase horses as well. And we purchased a horse last week. So there's an ever-changing ebb and flow of horses.
Yeah. Well, this is a good place, actually, for us to take a quick break. But when we return, Troy is going to tell us about some specific programs Smiles has to offer. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Julie Conimo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and I'm talking with Troy Moldenhauer, Executive Director from Smiles. So, Troy, give us an idea of some of the programs that you offer.
We have events all through the year, and we have programming all through the year. We have our most popular program that we offer is called Therapeutic Riding, or TR, we call it. It is a 45-minute mounted program where we have volunteers that come in, get the horses ready, and then when the client gets there, they get on the horse, and then they have 45 minutes in our arena to be able to ride and work on their goals. With the therapeutic riding program, we have a very dedicated group of instructors. Our instructors are not just horse people. They are certified therapeutic riding instructors through our international accreditation body called PATH International. And so they work with the clients and the families and the care providers to select goals to meet during those sessions. So it's our most popular. It's exciting to be on a horse, but it's not just riding a horse. It's working on some very, very specific goals. It could be sequencing. It could be balance. It could be fine motor. It could be gross motor. It could be any number of things.
Okay.
Our next most popular program probably is our HEARTS program, which stands for Horse Experiences and Activities Resulting in Therapeutic Success. This is an unmounted program, and this year this program has just boomed. We have more than quadrupled the program because agencies, like county agencies and families and therapists and caregivers are really recognizing that it's not just getting on a horse sometimes that is benefiting you in offering therapeutic benefits. Sometimes grooming a horse,
okay.
You know, spending time with them, helping them learn what it takes to ride a horse. Well, how do you get the saddle on? How do you groom? You don't just brush them. You have a sequence of brushes that you use. You have to pick their feet to make sure that there's no rocks in their hooves. And so they go through a sequence of how to get a horse ready. And that provides therapeutic benefits because, you know, I'll use an example. My son really struggles with sequencing, and my son is a client, and he will actually, you know, okay, you use this brush first, this brush next, this brush third.
Okay.
And you repeat every single week when you're doing that, and it offers such amazing opportunities. And we also have lots of clients that, let's say they struggle with friendships. That 30 minutes one-on-one with a horse, getting that horse ready, that is true friendship time.
Oh, I imagine.
We absolutely love watching the relationships develop through that.
Wonderful.
We also started recently a literacy program called Books in the Barn. Many of our clients have talked to us about they don't want to read, or they feel intimidated reading in front of a teacher or a peer or a parent even. And so we offer a dedicated time where they come into the barn and they spend one-on-one time with a horse reading. And
now, who would have thought that that would be something beneficial to sit down, pop a squat, and read to your horse?
Yeah.
But
when we started this, we were so nervous. We thought the horses will never want to spend time with them. And so we put a big pile of hay right in front of them, the horses, so that they would stay in front of the client. Horses don't eat at all. Literally, the horses put their head out of the stall. They rest their nose in the client's lap. They rest their nose on the head. They actually put the nose in the book and read with it. It's,
really?
It's one of the best things I've seen.
Wow.
I absolutely love it.
And they're not obviously just reading horse books.
No, no. And the nice thing is we have so many donations that we have actually, all these clients that come in and read, they get a new book every time they come into the program.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, what about annual events and fundraisers?
Yeah, that is really hopping for us. My very favorite event of the year is our Superstar Student Horse Show. This is an opportunity for our clients to actually have a horse show and invite all their family and friends and our community to see the skills that they've learned throughout the year. It is an all-day event. we do use it as a fundraiser because the community and the families come in and they help us get pledges and such. But every client gets a trophy at the end. We actually hire a judge to come in and give them pointers on what they've done and give them some exciting news about, wow, you did this great and you did that great. The smiles from that event,
I can just imagine.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
We have a program called Miles for Smiles, or an event called Miles for Smiles and Breakfast in the Barn. That is our 5K, and it is a run, walk, wheel, or trot. We actually put our horses out to pasture during this, and then our runners run alongside the pasture, and the horses run with them on the 5K. And we also we have an accessible trick or treat trail. This is always in October, and so those that don't do the 5K, they do the same route, but they trick or treat around that, and then they get to interact with the horses as well. They also can come early and eat breakfast in the barn with our horses. We have the main golf event. We have 144 golfers that come and spend the day with us and golf and have some great food and raffles. And then we have a really large tax sale every March. All throughout the year, people donate to our program and they say maybe they give us a saddle or maybe they give us something related to horse needs. And if we can use it in the program, we will use it. If we can't use it in the program, we sell it during our annual tax sale, which is a big fundraiser for us. And we have a lot of other things throughout the year too. We have a Sweetheart of the Year where people get to go online and vote for their favorite horse that we have. We have Giving Tuesday. We have all sorts of other things that we do as well. This year we did a Pack the Trailer. We'll do this every year now, where people can bring non-perishable food items. They get a picture with the horse, and then they put it in our trailer. And then that benefits one of the food banks in the local area. So,
perfect. Yeah. So you're helping somebody else in the process.
Yeah, we really feel as a nonprofit, we don't want to just take from the community. We want to give back to the community.
Right.
And so we say that we are Smiles, your trusted community neighbor.
Yes, yes. And it's not just consuming.
Right.
It's contributing.
Absolutely.
Which I think is important. Yes. And you mentioned before you have something called Nugget in the Neighborhood with your little guy.
We love that. So we wrote for a grant. And so we get to take Nugget out 10 times a year into the community. We've taken him to several libraries just to encourage literacy for, you know, people from the community to come out, meet Nugget, go in, get a book. We've taken to local businesses just to promote businesses. One business sponsors us, and so we've taken Nugget to that business just to promote sponsorship and what it means to us. We've taken Nugget to parades. He's a big hit.
He's a big hit. Nugget is a hit.
He is.
Well, you talked a little bit about sponsorships and before a little bit about grants. Tell us how you fund all these great things that you offer.
You bet. We are a program that works really hard to keep the cost down for our clients. And so we do have a program fee, but it's a nominal program fee. So because of that, though, we work very hard to fundraise. The events that I listed earlier, those are all fundraisers for us. However, we are actively writing for grants and we actively seek donors for support. We don't just try to find donors just for that one-time support. We try to build relationships with donors so that they can be a supporter of us long-term. But we also want to contribute to their business as well. We want them to be able to bring business in as a result of their partnership with us. So, we do, like I said, fundraisers, donors, grants, the whole nine yards.
And what about volunteers? Do you utilize them and to what degree?
We would not be able to function without our volunteers. On a weekly basis, we have over 150 volunteers every single week that help us in a class. For example, we will have six students in a class, and each student may need up to three volunteers at a time. So we could have 18 volunteers just for 1 hour session. So we need volunteers. We love our volunteers. We treat them well. And they come back because they really feel that they get a lot of, they benefit a lot from our program and they just love it. It becomes a family for us. So,
I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. Well, besides volunteers, who you said are very important, collaborating within the community, Who are some people that you collaborate or partner with?
Yeah, we really love to work with nonprofits pretty tremendously. So we have worked just down the road from us is Inspiration Ministries. We several of their clients come and ride with us. We partner with Bloom 360, which is a nonprofit school in East Troy. Fund 531 is a major sponsor of ours and contributor and collaborator with us. Can Do, Norman B. Barr program. We really enjoy that partnership with other nonprofits, knowing that we're coming from the same place and we can really help one another. We partner with businesses as well. But that nonprofit is just really special to us.
That's the sweet spot, huh? Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, real quickly, because we're coming to the close of our time, we want to let the audience know if this is something that resonates with them, mm-hmm. if they love horses or they love working with special needs children and adults, and they want to help. What would you say is your greatest need at this point?
A greatest need is volunteers. We are continually needing volunteers. Of course, all nonprofits are going to say funding, but that greatest need is volunteers. We love our volunteers to come in, feel valued, but our volunteers give back more than you can ever imagine.
Okay. Well, and what's the best way for people to reach you or get information about Smiles?
The best way is to visit our website, so visit smiles.org. We made it very simple. Just visit smiles.org.
Okay. All right. Well, Troy Moldenhauer, Executive Director from Smiles, thank you for being here today
and sharing
your passion about Smiles and all the horses and all the ways that you make a difference in the community.
Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome. Our next guest is someone Troy works closely with in a number of different ways. They both started their roles at their respective organizations about the same time, so they've been able to share ideas, collaborate, mentor each other, and grow in their leadership together, which really has created a strong foundation of mutual respect and support. You'll learn all about who this is and what she does after our short commercial break. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations. My next guest today is Kimberly Voller from the 531 Fund. Kimberly and Troy work together in a number of different ways. They collaborate, they share ideas, they mentor each other, and they've grown into their leadership roles together, which has really created a strong foundation of mutual respect and support, which is just really great. Welcome to the show today, Kimberly.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Why don't we begin by you telling us what exactly the 531 Fund is and how it began?
So, yeah, 531 Fund used to be called Santa Claus. Santa Claus is a local nonprofit that supports other nonprofits in our area. We are looking at expanding our events to not just Christmas related, so we rebranded a year ago to the 531 Fund from Santa Claus.
Okay. And I think you told me at one point, maybe when prior to us actually recording today, that since you've began, you've donated over $1 million to area local nonprofits.
So over, so Santa Claus started in 2016. And so since 2016, we have donated over $1 million. Yes.
That is wonderful. So why are you so pumped about doing the work that you do and leading this organization?
I just believe in the power of community and connection, and giving back to the community has been always something that I've been very passionate about. And so this is just a great opportunity for me to be able to give back to the community through our events.
Well, and we mentioned that the two of you, you and Troy, work together. How are you guys connected exactly?
Actually, Smiles is one of the charities that we support through our Christmas festival that we have each year. And so they've actually been part of the program for like 5 or 6 years, maybe a little longer. So they've been able to participate and be a part of the festival, and a great opportunity to be able to be present in our community and talk about their organization at the festival.
Okay. And so besides Smiles, because we had an opportunity to learn all about them and all the wonderful work that they do, who are some of your other main beneficiaries of the 531 Fund?
So since 2016, we have given to dozens, over a dozen, you know, different organizations. But currently we're working with Smiles, Inspiration Ministries, Camp Timberly, Norman B. Bar Camp, Aurora Healthcare Foundation, Boys and Girls Club of Walworth County, and then the Water Safety Patrol.
Okay. And so tell me what the process is. So you've got these main beneficiaries. Did they write grants, write for grants every year?
No. So they actually applied for it, and then the board reviews the applications, and then they're voted on. Many of these have been in process, have actually been part of the program for quite a while. Since I've taken over as executive director, we have just come up with this new process of applying for it, so that it's, you know, we're able to share the wealth, I guess, you know, and so that we can share the wealth.
So, okay, so there's, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 7 main beneficiaries. And so if someone comes along, somebody's listening today, for example, that just says, I really like the ideas of 531 Fund, can they just fill out the application and hope that they're added to this list of beneficiaries?
We have a waiting list. So, yes, they can fill out the application, and then it's reviewed through our board, and then they get put on a wait list.
Okay. So if you're listening out there and you think you want to hit up 531 Fund, just know that there's a wait list. But still do it, because, again, you never know. Do you tend to focus in one particular area of beneficiaries, or is it kind of across the board?
It's across the board. We really want to be able to impact a lot of different people in our community and different nonprofits. And so there isn't, you know, we don't have just like one area. So it's adults, children, families, you know, whatever is going to make the biggest impact, you know, is what we're looking for.
Okay. And again, in terms of demographics, geographics, I should say, are you focusing on only Walworth County?
We are not. That was one of the great things that our organization, when we rebranded, is we wanted to be able to service southeastern Wisconsin. So we're looking at the 531 as being the first three numbers of a zip code. So that's how we came up with the 531 Fund.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, because I believe Camp Timberly is
in East Troy.
I'm thinking it was further up north. So it is southeastern Wisconsin.
Yep.
So, okay. So organizations can't possibly support a nonprofit without the funds to do so, obviously. So how does the 531 Fund raise the money to support these beneficiaries? Well, Kimberly will share with us the exciting events that they sponsor in order to do that after our short commercial break. So we'll be right back to learn more.
You're listening to EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations, and I'm talking in our last segment today with Kimberly Voller, Executive Director from the 531 Fund. So, Kimberly, tell us about the exciting events that 531 Fund organizes in order to raise these funds to support these beneficiaries that you have.
Yeah, we have the Christmas Festival, which is how we involve all of the charities that we work with. That's one of our biggest fundraisers that they have held since 2016. That is, you know, all the charities that we support are involved in that event. They create and decorate a Christmas tree surrounded by raffle prizes. And then the way that charities make their money is through the purchase of the raffle tickets.
Oh, okay.
And so they have a big investment in that, and it gives them the opportunity, you know, to have face in the community and for the community to learn more about their charity, because each charity is they have to supply volunteers to come and work the event as well.
Oh, okay.
So their involvement is, you know, a big part of what makes the Christmas festival very successful. We also have Frozen for a Reason, which is a fun lake front event. Water skiing on the first Saturday in December.
What?
It's cold.
Yep. That's why it's called Freezing for
That's
a Reason.
Right. And it's a fun event. And
That's in Lake Geneva?
Yeah. It's okay. At Pier 290 in Williams Bay. And we raise a lot of money that day. And again, that money is distributed to our, you know, the charities that we're supporting. So it's a great event as well. We also have the Balloon Adventure, and that's a newer event. It's a great family event, and has raised over $40,000 for charity in just the last few years. You know, it's a newer event, so it's
nice.
Awesome. Yeah.
Nice.
So you know, these events, you know, each person that participates and comes to those events helps us to be able to give money to the charities in our community.
And you have something called the 531 Club, which is like year-round giving.
Yeah, so that's a newer program that we are starting. And that is, you know, something that we're, you know, looking to bring in people that are interested in, you know, impacting the charities in another way. That doesn't mean that you have to attend an event.
Okay. And I think it's important to note that 100% of your proceeds stay local.
Yes.
And they go directly to these local charities.
Yes.
You bring thousands of visitors to Lake Geneva, which boosts their tourism and the local economy. And, you know, you're just doing great things in the community. Do you collaborate with the businesses?
Yeah, we have one of the businesses that we collaborate quite a bit with is Pier 290 Gage Marine. They actually donate their space for the Christmas festival, where we, you know, host the Christmas trees. They also donate that space for the Balloon Adventure, and then they are the host, you know, the big sponsor host for Freezing for a Reason as well.
Okay. Now, you guys are doing a lot of really great things that are making a big impact. What would you say you are most proud of in the work that you do?
Oh, you're always thankful to be able to give a big check to a charity. But really, it's the connection and the community and to see the excitement and, you know, of the donor that is donating, however they may be donating, but also just that connection to the community and giving back.
And I know when you came in for the interview, you told me that you were very happy to say that you just dropped off a very nice check to one of your charities. And so it's a good day for both you and for the charity that received that. So
yeah.
Very, very nice. Well, what's next for the 531 Fund?
Preparing for our next events coming up. You know, annual events, you do a lot of planning. And so we just are, you know, working on those kind of things right now. And, you know, working on this 531 Club, where it's, you know, a program where people can donate without having to attend an event. Not everybody wants to do that. But if you, you know, feel compelled to give to a nonprofit that is also supporting other nonprofits, that's a great way to do it.
Okay. And how can people get involved then?
You can visit our website, 531fund.org.
Okay. Do you have like a donate button on your website by chance?
We do. Yes,
okay.
We do.
I know a lot of nonprofits have that. That makes it really, really easy.
Yep.
One more time, give us the information where people can find information or get involved.
Yeah, they can visit our website, which is 531fund.org.
And they can follow you on Facebook and Instagram.
Yes.
Or just come to an event.
Come to an event. That's the best way. You get to meet, you know, our charities that we're supporting and get to have fun. I mean,
who doesn't want to have fun?
That's right.
Yeah.
So.
And meet all the great organizations that you partner with.
Yes.
So that's wonderful. Well, I want to thank my guest today, Kimberly Voller, Executive Director from the 531 Fund, and Troy Moldenhauer, Executive Director from Smiles. I really appreciate you both sharing all the ways that you serve and make a difference in the community. So thank you for being a part of our interview today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If you'd like further information about what we talked about today, you can reach out directly to Smiles or to the 531 Fund. And if you know of a great organization doing great work in our community that you think would be a great guest on our show, you can email me at jill@ellenbecker.com. I encourage you to tune in Sunday mornings at 10 to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community to learn more about the great nonprofits in our community, like our guests today, who are making a difference in so many different ways. You can tune in to News Talk 1130 on your radio, your computer, or you can listen on your cell phone via the iHeartRadio app. You can also visit our website at ellenbecker.com to listen to previously aired shows, or you can also now listen on demand on your favorite streaming platform. Our guests today have shared many ways that you can make a difference and have a significant impact, whether that's by donating, volunteering, or by simply advocating for their respective organizations. My call to action today is to give some thought to how you can do that in your own unique and special way. The end result? You will be a blessing and you will give a blessing, which is an awesome return on investment. So thank you for listening today and have a great day.
I'm Marina Zilkowski, Special Events Planner at Ellen Becker Investment Group. Did you know EIG offers educational seminars and webinars? These informational sessions are free and open to the public because we believe quality financial education should be accessible for everyone. Upcoming sessions include Investing 101 and Charitable Giving. Visit ellenbecker.com to see all upcoming educational offerings and to register. EIG also offers events centered around community and connection. Join us for the EIG Car Show on Thursday, July 17th from 4 to 7:30 p.m. You'll enjoy live music while exploring over 50 unique vehicles in our office parking lot. This event is open to the public, so bring your family and neighbors for some outdoor summertime fun. Advanced vehicle registration is required and space is limited. Visit ellenbecker.com for details.
Hi, I'm Kara Olson, Chief People Officer at Ellen Becker Investment Group. At EIG, we prioritize long-term relationships and foster a culture rooted in trust, collaboration, and shared values. If you're looking for a new opportunity to join a company who is committed to service, excellence, and professional and personal development, we'd love to connect with you. With our continued growth, we are seeking both experienced and early career wealth advisors, wealth advisor associates, as well as tax planning advisors. EIG offers a unique work environment focused on your health and well-being, including access to an integrative health consultant, on-site workouts, dream work scheduling, financial planning services, 401k match and profit sharing, and much, much more. We're located on 42 acres of nature with walking paths and wildlife. In addition, EIG was named a winner in the Milwaukee Business Journal's 2025 Best Places to Work. Exciting things are happening at EIG. Learn more at ellenbecker.com